Let us turn to Book of John, chapter 13, verse 31. When he was gone, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. So this word of Jesus, when did he say this? Among the 12 disciples that he raised, one of them betrayed Jesus, and he wanted to hand Jesus over to the priest, the high priest. So he left at night. So have you ever been betrayed by someone you trusted? It is very bitter and it is very painful to the point that you cannot even breathe properly. And now at this moment is where the death is imminent. Also, there is fear that comes to the criminal who's waiting for the death penalty. That fear and the loneliness and the emptiness is unspeakable. However, at this moment, then Jesus says that he is glorified. It is past tense. He is glorified. Usually people in this moment, they would fall into despair and they would blame their fate. But at the very bottom moment, he says he is glorified. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. So through the poverty of Jesus, we may become rich. So this is Apostle Paul's interpretation for Jesus' life. So the poverty of Jesus. How do we interpret his poverty? So also Romans chapter 8, verse 18, it says, I consider that our present offerings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. But then this glory cannot be gained without the suffering. So in other words, because there is the suffering like the cross, there is glory. So, you know, glory without the suffering, without cross, we say it is a cheap glory. So there is no such glory without the cross. Also, there is no such cross without the glory. If a mother sacrifices and suffers, then through her child should be glorified. Also, if one can die for one nation, then the nation will remember him. Depending on what kind of sufferings you go through, that glory you will receive will be different. Not every suffering is the same, although outwardly they may appear the same. Depending on the meaning of the suffering, the glory can be different. And the cross that the Lord was about to carry, what kind of cross was it? It was the path of the cross for whole humanity. You know, the path of the cross was already determined, but then the glory that was set before him, that swallowed up all the despair and the fear, even the spirit of the death. So now Jesus saying even the betrayal and the death, you know, it can be considered as glory. So these sufferings, now they are the ingredients for the glory. So the glory is already gained. As we walk this path of faith, no one would want to suffer. Without the one's own interpretation of their suffering, without it, they will suffer even more. They will suffer. And if we go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 34, it says, Then there they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. We can see how Jesus wanted to take the suffering of the cross as it is. In other words, We can say he lived his life with a deep, profound interpretation of his suffering. He overcame everything with this clear faith. He saw the glory that cannot be compared to the current sufferings. Just like that, hope we can follow this path of the Lord, the path of Lord that he praised when the path of the cross was decided. Hope we can follow him. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. May we be the ones who can deeply understand the heart of the Lord and thus follow this world of faith, this amazing world of faith that the Lord has shown us, the faith that overcame all the sufferings, betrayal, even death. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.